This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli instructs concerned bodies to make arrangement for providing easy and smooth treatment services in all government hospitals. Accountability Watch Committee calls for correction in Transitional Justice Bill before its endorsement from Federal Parliament. Monsoon-induced disasters kill 170 people across Nepal since June, and Qatar, Egypt and US call on Israel and Hamas to resume talks to reach ceasefire in Gaza Strip. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the bodies concerned to make arrangement for providing easy and smooth treatment services at all government hospitals. At a discussion on problems of health sectors, solutions and improvements to be done immediately held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers on Thursday night, Prime Minister Oli urged to make arrangement of treatment for patients in an easy manner, where the patient should not stay on a long queue. He requested to depute doctors and health workers even after providing facilities when needed. He also added that the trend of asking patients to visit private clinics without conducting checkup during office hours at government hospitals should be ended. The Prime Minister asked the bodies concerned to make health insurance practical and enforceable. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudal has asserted that providing health services to the people in an easy and smooth manner was the first priority of the government. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of Veri Hospital and the MRI service of the hospital today, Minister Paudal said government's first priority and its attention was to provide health treatment services in an easy manner. The Accountability Watch Committee, AWC, has called for approving the bill related to transitional justice by correcting the errors. A press release issued today by AWC Coordinator Raju Prasad Chappagai stressed that though the three major political parties coming together to take transitional justice process to the conclusion was positive, some mistakes in the bill should be corrected. The committee asked to amend different provisions in the bill, including the definition and classification of human rights violation. The Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has clarified that the industrialists have not yet adopted legal recourse in connection with the dispute related to dedicated and trunk line electricity tariff, which has been a talk of town lately. At a press conference organized at NEA today, Executive Director Kulman Ghising said they could not leave or exempt the state's revenue in the context when the industrialists have not approached the review committee and the court had already issued a verdict to collect the tariff. He informed that all the details of the time of day TOD meter related to dedicated and trunk line charges to the industry have been made available to the Public Accounts Committee of the Federal Parliament. According to Ghishing, NEA's accumulated loss was 8.89 billion rupees in the fiscal year 2072-73 Bikram Sambat. The NEA had posted a net profit of 1.5 billion rupees in the fiscal year 2073-74 Bikram Sambat. In the last fiscal year, the NEA had earned a profit of 13.31 billion rupees. The authority had suffered losses of 34.61 billion rupees 8 years ago, now has reached an accumulated profit of 47.41 billion rupees. 170 people have been killed in monsoon-induced disasters across Nepal from the 10th of June till today. The casualties include 3 in Kathmandu Valley, 25 in Koshi Province, 6 in Madhes Province, 31 in Bagmati Province, 54 in Gandaki Province, 33 in Lumbini Province, 8 in Karnali Province and 10 in Sudarpashchim Province. So far, 203 people have been injured in the disaster incidents. 48 people, including 2 in Koshi Province, 41 in Bagmati Province, 2 in Gandaki Province, and 1 each in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province, and Sudarpashchim Province, have gone missing in the floods and landslides. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said the constitution amendment process would be taken ahead by following due procedures. In his address to a program organized in Kathmandu today on the occasion of the 30th International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, the Deputy Prime Minister said the constitution amendment would be undertaken not on the arbitration of majority but through process and methods. Deputy Prime Minister Singh noted that rights and welfare of the indigenous nationalities would be addressed in course of the amendments of the constitution. World Indigenous People Day is celebrated every year on the 9th of August. The day was celebrated in Nepal today by organizing various programs. The day is marked by the indigenous people of Nepal as an occasion to establish ethnic, linguistic, cultural and religious identity. At the program organized at Nepal Academy today, the mother languages of the indigenous nationalities, folk songs, cultural procession, exhibitions with indigenous tribal artworks of local and indigenous nature and various ethnic costumes were showcased. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung says Radio Nepal needs to win the trust of people and establish itself as a trustworthy medium. Inspecting the Radio Nepal Provincial Broadcasting Office in Pokhara today, Minister Gurung said the ministry is prepared to manage the required manpower, resources and policy for Radio Nepal. Minister Gurung said Radio Nepal is being operated based on the old acts and will be operated from new policy in the upcoming days. The lawmakers have underlined the need for amending the School Education Bill 2080 in a way to ensure establishment of education based on population, geography and need. Putting forth their views in the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives today, the lawmakers expressed wonder why the schools were established even in the places having no sufficient population to enroll children. The lawmakers further viewed separate investment was required from state for education to the disabled students. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Qatar, Egypt and the United States have called on Israel and Hamas to resume talks to reach a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. According to Al Jazeera, the three countries in a joint statement on Thursday urged Israel and Hamas to resume urgent discussion on the 15th of August in Doha or Cairo to close all remaining gaps and commence implementation of the deal without further delay. They said it is the time to conclude a ceasefire agreement and release hostages and prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office quickly responded to the call, saying in a statement that Israel would send a delegation to attend talks next week in order to finalize the details and implement the framework agreement. Hamas, the Palestinian political faction that governs Gaza, has yet to respond. The joint statement comes amid months of failed attempts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza, where Israel's military assault has killed at least 39,699 Palestinians and injured 91,722 others since early October. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Kamala Harris will attend a debate on the 10th of September. The ABC network confirmed the showdown in a post on X, formerly Twitter, after Trump said on Thursday that he would be open to debating his Democratic rival multiple times before the November election. According to Al Jazeera, Mr. Trump did not detail specific terms, including whether there would be an audience, and it was not immediately clear whether his campaign had made a proposal to Harris' camp. Ms. Harris also confirmed that she will attend the ABC debate while at an event in Michigan on Thursday and said later that she would be open to additional debates. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Kandagi Province and Lumini Province, and at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Kandagi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructs concerned bodies to make arrangements for providing easy and smooth treatment services in all government hospitals. Accountability Watch Committee calls for correction in Transitional Justice Bill before its endorsement from Federal Parliament. Monsoon-induced disasters killed 170 people across Nepal since June, and Qatar, Egypt and US call on Israel and Hamas to resume talks to reach ceasefire in Gaza Strip. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.